A dragonfly, a skeeter hawk, or?
Well, a skeeter hawk, I've seen them.
Oh, now, what do they look like? Is that look pretty much like what I was talking about? Or?
It's a big fly, and it's got a silver-looking tail to him. A stung up, I call it back there, with wings about like that. That's a skeeter hawk. But now, they ain't no ways like a little bitty mosquito. A little bitty mosquito ain't over that big.
Okay. What are some flying insects that live around here that sting? Besides a bee?
Mosquitoes and black gnats.
What are some things that build big nests?
Oh, wasps is.
Okay. And what are there any others besides those?
Yeah, there's yellow jackets, wasps is, and bumblebees. Bumblebees go in the ground. And wasps is builds nests.
And the things that they build up,
three the other day that big.
About as big as a saucer.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Every one of them is big as a saucer. And they got that yellow streak, they're pretty color. they'll eat you up. One got a hold of Parker the other day, and they carried him to the doctor.
Good heavens. Which one of all those things stings the worst, would you say?
Yellow jacket.
Uh-huh.
And them old streaky devils.
And now, what do the yellow jackets live in?
They build a thing, too.
About the same size?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Does it look pretty much the same?
You can't tell the difference.
Uh-huh.
In the nest.
Well, now there's another kind of insect that looks sort of like a wasp, but it doesn't sting.
It's a bed bobber.
Okay. What's an insect that jumps along in the grass, hops along?
Grasshopper.
Okay. And what a small fish that are used for bait called? For bait in fishing.
They use little jumpers or earthworms.
Well, how about a fish that might be used for bait?
Well, that's a little silverfish. Goldfish is way, it's good for fishing.
What do you call a filmy thing that an insect might build up in the corner of a room?
That's a dirt diver.
No.
No.
Or something. Well, it's a little insect that's got eight legs and it builds up some kind of thing inside. You might have to get a broom sometimes and sweep one of these things down.
I didn't know nothing about it.
Oh, well, now, what did you call a thing that you cook things in on the stove?
Spider.
Uh-huh.
Oh, spider.
Okay, yeah. And so what do you call the thing that he builds inside the house?
Web.
Okay, and would you call it the same thing if it was outside hanging?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now, the pots, what do you call the pods of a tree that grow underground?
The roots.
Okay. What's a tree that people get sugar from? I don't think any of them. In fact, I'm sure none of them grow around here.
We used to have a sugar maple. Every morning, the officer that falls, he'd take on the dirt, and it was called a sugar maple, but you didn't get no sugar off it. But you could taste of that when you seen something, and it was just as sweet as any honey. But we used to have one in our yard.
Well, what would you call a number of these trees together, if you had a whole bunch of them?
Well, it'd be a bunch of trees.
Okay. What's a very large tree with grayish bark, something that's not an oak, but it has little round spiny balls on it?
It grows a fuzzy ball on it.
Well, now this one isn't so fuzzy. It's got spikes sort of sticking out of it.
Mm-hmm. I tell you what's true. I've seen them, but I couldn't tell you the name.
Well, how about sycamores? Do you have
sycamores? Yeah.